Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 416, and I'm your host, Steve Webb. The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. And we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, and track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we'll read Matthew chapter 10 from the World English Bible and Matthew chapter 11 from the New Century Version. Let's begin. Matthew chapter 10. He called to himself his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every sickness. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter; Andrew, his brother; James, the son of Zebedee; John, his brother; Philip; Bartholomew; Thomas; Matthew, the tax collector; James, the son of Alphaeus; Lebbeus, who was also called Thaddeus; Simon the Canaanite; and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Jesus sent these 12 out and commanded them, saying, "Don't go among the Gentiles, and don't enter into any city of the Samaritans. Rather, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, and cast out demons. Freely you received, so freely give. Don't take any gold, silver, or brass in your money belts. Take no money for your journey, neither two coats, nor shoes, nor staff, for the laborer is worthy of his food. Into whatever city or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy, and stay there until you go on. As you enter into the household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come on it. But if it isn't worthy, let your peace return to you. Whoever doesn't receive you nor hear your words, as you go out of that house or that city, shake off the dust from your feet. Most certainly I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you out as sheep among wolves. Therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils, and in their synagogues they will scourge you. Yes, and you will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them and to their nations. But when they deliver you up, don't be anxious how or what you will say, for it will be given you in that hour what you will say. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents, and cause them to be put to death. You will be hated by all men for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee into the next. For most certainly I tell you, you will not have gone through the cities of Israel until the Son of Man has come. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be like his teacher, and the servant like his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more those of his household? Therefore, don't be afraid of them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the darkness, speak in the light, and what you hear whispered in the ear, proclaim on the housetops. Don't be afraid of those who kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Rather, fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Aren't two sparrows sold for an Assyrian coin? Not one of them falls on the ground apart from your Father's will, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore, don't be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who confesses me before men, him I also will confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Don't think that I come to send peace on the earth. I didn't come to send peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man at odds against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's foes will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me isn't worthy of me. He who doesn't take his cross and follow after me isn't worthy of me. He who seeks his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. He who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. Whoever gives one of these little ones just a cup of cold water to drink in the name of a disciple, most certainly I tell you, he will in no way lose his reward. Matthew chapter 11. After Jesus finished telling these things to his 12 followers, he left there and went to the towns in Galilee to teach and preach. John the Baptist was in prison, but he heard about what the Christ was doing, so John sent some of his followers to Jesus. They asked him, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we wait for someone else?" Jesus answered them, "Go tell John what you hear and see. The blind can see, the crippled can walk, and people with skin diseases are healed. The deaf can hear, the dead are raised to life, and the good news is preached to the poor. Those who do not stumble in their faith because of me are blessed." As John's followers were leaving, Jesus began talking to the people about John. Jesus said, "What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed blown by the wind? What did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes live in kings' palaces. So why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, and I tell you, John is more than a prophet. This was written about him. I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare the way for you. I tell you the truth, John the Baptist is greater than any other person ever born, but even the least important person in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John. Since the time John the Baptist came until now, the kingdom of heaven has been going forward in strength, and people have been trying to take it by force. All the prophets and the law of Moses told about what would happen until the time John came. And if you will believe what they said, you will believe that John is Elijah, whom they said would come. Let those with ears use them and listen. What can I say about the people of this time? What are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace who call out to each other, 'We played music for you, but you did not dance. We sang a sad song, but you did not cry.' John came and did not eat or drink like other people, so people say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came, eating and drinking, and people say, 'Look at him, he eats too much and drinks too much wine, and he is a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is proved to be right by what she does." Then Jesus criticized the cities where he did most of his miracles, because the people did not change their lives and stop sinning. He said, "How terrible for you, Chorazin! How terrible for you, Bethsaida! If the same miracles I did in you happened in Tyre and Sidon, those people would have changed their lives a long time ago. They would have worn rough cloth and put ashes on themselves to show they had changed. But I tell you, on the judgment day, it will be better for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to heaven? No, you will be thrown down to the depths. If the miracles I did in you had happened in Sodom, its people would have stopped sinning, and it would still be a city today. But I tell you, on the judgment day, it will be better for Sodom than for you." At that time Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the people who are wise and smart, but you have shown them to those who are like little children. Yes, Father, this is what you really wanted. My Father has given me all things. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those whom the Son chooses to tell. Come to me, all of you who are tired and have heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Accept my teachings and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest for your lives. The burden that I ask you to accept is easy. The load I give you to carry is light." May God bless the reading of His Word. You know, some people have the idea that when Jesus was here, He was a milquetoast kind of a guy, always soft in word and deed, weak even. These are people who have never read these chapters that we read today. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the beginning and the end. Remember His night in Gethsemane, asking the Father if there was any other way to save us? He knew what was coming, and the human side of Him didn't want to face that. But the only way our sins could be atoned for was the way set out before Him from the foundation of the world. Anyone who could go through with the Father's plan is not weak. Anyone who could survive the flogging He suffered on the day that He was crucified is not weak. Anyone who could forgive those who nailed Him to the cross or those who mocked Him as He hung there is not weak. Anyone who could defeat death and raise again on the third day is not weak. The Jesus we read about today is a man's man, the ultimate leader, and a Savior that I am happy to serve, follow, and share with anyone who will listen. What about you? If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 416.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWebb_#LifespringMedia. Is the Lifespring Family Audio Bible something that's brought value to your life? Has this show helped you in your walk with God? If it has, I'll ask you to go over to support.lifespringmedia.com and make a value for value gift. You can make a one-time gift, or you can sign up to support the show on a monthly basis. Financially, I'm not a rich man, and I do need your support to help this show continue. Support.lifespringmedia.com. Thank you. I appreciate it. You may notice there's no advertisers here, and I plan to keep it that way, but I do need your support. Well, hey, I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.